Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1. Listen back on the RTE Radio Player app.
You're welcome back to the programme. Research into incels or involuntary celibates has found that the leading online forum found a community of angry, belligerent and unapologetic men that poses a clear and present danger to women and an emerging threat to children. The Centre for Countering Digital Hate, which is a British non-profit group which carried out the study, also said incels are not lone wolves or socially isolated. Dr. Debbie Ging is Associate Professor of Digital Media and Gender in the School of Communications at DCU, and Dr. Ging joins me now to discuss the report. You're very welcome to the programme. This is a fascinating, if somewhat alarming, piece of research. You might tell people, first of all, Dr. Ging, what an incel is.
Certainly, Cormac. So incels are men who believe that their inability to interact or have sex with women is basically down to their being born into what they see as the kind of lowest tier of a biologically ordained rating system, which they believe is based exclusively on looks. So because of this, incels consider their predicament to be a state of being as opposed to a movement or a political philosophy. You know, they believe that they can't get out of it. It's something that they were born into.
My goodness. So what does the research tell us then about these people?
Well, the research tells us a lot of stuff that we already know about the, you know, about the community. It's leaderless. It's a born digital community. That's not to say, of course, that there weren't virgins who didn't want to be virgins before the internet, but the internet has connected them and it's cultivated and amplified their ideas into this very niche culture of disaffection. So it's characterized by extreme misogyny, by anti-feminism, but also by self-loathing. And they also use very obscure kind of language. They're heavily dependent on memes and GIFs to communicate their ideas. So there's a lot of hate that's projected onto women, mm-hmm. also onto sexually successful men, and also other minorities. But there's also a lot of self-hate and a lot of negative body image and a very strong sense of, I suppose, fatalism and despair, as well as a lot of very worrying suicidal discourse as well.
And we'll get to that as well. But I mentioned in the intro, Debbie, an emerging threat, this group, to children. How so?
Well, I mean, I think they're more a threat to, you know, to women, really. They're a threat in two ways, really. And one is the kind of growing influence that they're having on boys and young men's attitudes. So you don't have to go looking for this stuff anymore. This stuff is looking for them, if you know what I mean. And then, of course, there's the danger, the fear of attacks, the kind of stochastic terrorist attacks that we've seen. So every now and then somebody's going to act on this anger. We can't predict when or where. That's what's meant by stochastic terrorism. So, and these killings are ideological in that they're designed to make a point and to create fear.
It's frightening. It is frightening, isn't it? Well, what about the incel community in Ireland?
We don't really know. These things are very difficult to tell. And that was one of the good things about this CCDH report, is that they're able to tell that 44% of visits come from the US, 7.5% from the UK. And I'm not entirely sure how they figured that out. Maybe looking at spelling, British spelling, because incels are very good at hiding their IP addresses. So it's actually very difficult to track where, you know, where they are or who they are. The other thing I would like to emphasize, though, and I think it's very important, is that we need to really put this into context, both in the context of the wider society and in the context of the wider internet, in that, you know, there's a very intense focus on incels, but I think we have to acknowledge, and I'll come back to the reason for this, but I think we have to acknowledge that there is an awful lot of misogyny out there in society generally and online generally. You know, if we look at, you know, the kind of the terrorist dangers a woman is killed by a man every 3 days in the UK. 90,000 women or 90,000 women are murdered every year by men. You know, that's 246 women killed every day by men. The statistics that came out last week in Ireland show that domestic violence went up 400% during COVID. You know, so statistically, incel attacks pale into insignificance by comparison.
And when you set that forth then, Debbie, are you saying that in some way it's enabling I was going to say the wrong word, but is it enabling incels? Does it validate the incel movement or group or community to themselves even?
It does what? The widespread presence?
Yeah, the widespread prevalence of misogyny and sexism generally in society.
Yeah, I think, and it's certainly on the rise. I mean, we have to acknowledge that there's different types of engagement going on within these communities, and incels are only one part of the broader manosphere, which is made up of lots of other different kinds of anti-woman and male supremacist groups. You know, so some are lonely and depressed teens who are looking for community and validation, but other members are knowingly and very deliberately fueling hate for political purposes, and they're very much part of the kind of the growing alt-right, anti-globalist, anti-progressive movements. You know, they're also very, very heavily invested in subordinating women.
Whatever these people think, they're not born this way. They are not by virtue of their birth this way. There's a continuum or development, isn't there? So I wonder, are there red flags that people should look out for in their brothers or husbands or children or whatever the case may be, to say, look, you're on the wrong path here?
Yeah, I mean, I think there are lots of red flags, not just in relation to incels, but also just in relation to the more kind of mainstreamed misogyny that we see online. And the big question is, like, why is this happening? You know, what are the factors? What are the social conditions that are allowing this to happen? And I think in the case of incels, it's very much because these are socially isolated, socially marginalized young men, most of them have been bullied in school, and I think this is really key. Mm-hmm. They also tend to have a lot of mental health issues. Many of them claim to be neurodivergent. So, you know, they feel like they're losers in a world where everybody else is confident, everybody else is having sex, even though those people are stupid and deluded.
And they feel completely left out. Look, it is alarming that the research, and unfortunately time's against us, we'll have to leave it there. Dr. Debbie Ging of DCU, thank you very much indeed.